the survival of the spirit of Ireland, her essence, and her underestimated importance in the rest of the world is at the most critical juncture since its inception. Ireland has been at war and has been under attack from forces seen and unseen since before its foundation as a nation. This war is being fought on a spiritual, psychological, and physical level. Sometimes this war has been kinetic and sometimes covert. It has been mostly covert since 1945, but that is beginning to change. The attacks are on many fronts. Financial. All has been put in place to crash the world economy on command. Psychological. Society is kept in a constant state of crippling anxiety. The controversial Killarney plan, the replacement of the indigenous population, has been underway in Europe for many years and is now aggressively being pursued in Ireland. And in 2019, the biological attack was implemented. This war is a subset of a greater war between a powerful hidden entity and humanity. The hidden entity has now crawled from the stinking bowels of envy and revealed itself in its amoral actions and behavior, as it was obliged to do. This revelation, however, has come with rewards and bounty for those willing to serve its agenda. The result of this is that many of you have been complicit in, participated in, or facilitated your own demise. When I was coerced into signing the agreement for independence with the Crown, I was tricked into believing at the time that it was the best outcome that could have been achieved for Ireland. I was wrong. My heart and my intention were used by traitors. And in those eternal few seconds, as they shot me down, I realize that I would be called back at a critical point in the future to speak to each of your hearts. The time is now. We, the Irish, are central to the success or the failure of the plans of nefarious forces that detest the spirit of creativity. Their goal is the destruction of humanity and life itself through your own free will, choice, and consent. The War for Independence and the Irish Civil War were only a part of that. The war I talk about is between personal integrity and iniquity. Ireland's fight with the Crown was not a fight with its people. The Empire has been as cruel to its own people and those who serve it as it has been to the Irish. The Empire is nothing without those who run its institutions, those who serve it. With the arrival of Ireland's freedom, the Empire appeared to withdraw while leaving the institutions as its remaining spawn. We were given the illusion of freedom, but the systems of control remained manifestly intact. Governments, academia, justice, medical, military, finance, media, and religion are all created purely to serve the empire under the guise of serving the people. Institutions are inverted in their goals. Academia destroys creativity. Governments control minds. Medical poisons health. Military breaks young men, and media distracts and deceives with propaganda, as religion misdirects you from returning home. Their purpose has always been to serve their master, which in turn answers to the entity, the great architect, who so depends on your attention to exist. If you have benefited from these systems of control, is only because your service to, participation in, or obedience to aligns either by design or by accident with the entity's objectives. This allows those who become servants of the entity to be subtly assimilated into the systems of control, and in so doing become ever more incorporated and enslaved by it. This is a trap, a soul trap. Provides short-term rewards with the hidden caveat of eternal agony, as interest is only collected at the end. Servitude and compliance are rewarded and often overcompensated for by the tentacles of the system. Position, power, perversion, prestige, privilege, all fragile and illusory, are the bait used to lure servants, traitors, and initiates, all of whom make contracts or oaths which have far-reaching consequence for all of us. The readier desire or hunger or willingness to act in abhorrence of natural law and against nature, the greater the apparent reward. This drains all the compliant of their life force and spirit and compromises their authenticity. Ireland is a wealthy and abundant country. The entity is a parasite that leeches off our people's creativity and our nation's resources through weaponized fear and coercion of men, women, and children. We, the Irish, have become the hosts of our own destruction. We have been groomed to worship the institutions, governments, and hidden gnarled hands that program and control them. Since 2019, the attack has escalated. The institutions have been draining us of our power while feeding the insatiable hunger of the beast, using our resources against us to fuel the mechanisms of manipulation, employing carefully designed psychological techniques resulting in mass formation psychosis infecting the world's population. Science has now replaced religion. Its dogma must not be challenged. Its priests and the scientists whose proclamations must be the unquestioned truth. Its dissenters have become the cathars of these times. Gaslighting propaganda has been used to justify the implementation of laws under the guise of the greater good by those falsely believing they are much greater than you. This over time dissolves your memory of your inalienable rights, which by their very nature cannot be removed, only given away, sold, or lost. The entity has captured the attention of the people, and attention garners power. This is why the media is controlled. This is why I am using my standing to seize this resource back temporarily. In the illusion of duality, the pendulum of power swings to and fro. The entity is not concerned over who is good or bad, right or left, or right or wrong. It cares not if you are a saint or a sinner, only that you attend to one side or the other. Its very existence and survival depend on you partaking in the illusions of war and division and duality, i.e., I am right and you are wrong. It is fully energized by your desires and irreconcilable differences, divisions, and polarity, which is the media's job to stoke. The pendulum state of left or right is in reference to its fulcrum, which was hidden from view. The entity has revealed itself and is in plain sight now, weaponizing belief systems of the people out in the open. The provision of endless distractions and instant gratification of desires direct energy via attention to constantly energize and charge its very existence. The deluge of information has served to drown wisdom. It understands that if its host, the Irish people, in a moment of grace or silence, become aware of its presence and its hidden cost to them, there is the possibility that they might choose to purge it. It is also aware, however, that enormous courage on the part of the host is required to do this, and it has therefore endeavored to promote and reward cowardice as the required attribute for success in its institutions. This culture of cowardice that is being propagated has resulted in our denial and fear. It has also released artificial intelligence from its empty realm to collate and manipulate hearts and minds with its algorithms. This is factored into the entity's game theory, where it can now easily predict the majorities of reactions in the global population. There remain, however, the few it cannot manipulate, bribe, predict, or control. Against these small few, it recruits its servants from both sides of the spectrum, giving them full access to its considerable resources to ridicule, persecute, and ultimately cancel all dissent. Ireland and its people have unknowingly for many years been herded headlong towards a tyrannical state of the entity's grand design. The tyranny introduced in 2019 was not and cannot be stopped by compliance or appeasement, and will continue to morph and regroup, repeating the same techniques under different guises, as it has no capacity to stop. The entity has been programmed to have an insatiable lust for destruction of life and spirit, while maintaining dominance and hold over the individual souls it has been capturing over eons of time. This is its evil nature. No compromise can be achieved. There is no reasoning with it. It has no free will to choose. What is to be done? Authority has been assumed by the systems and institutions who have been given power over time and have been left unchallenged. It is now time to challenge those assumptions of authority and to remove and dismantle these systems of control, particularly in relation to the incremental erosions of the Constitution. The levers of power must be taken back. This does not require force. It requires courage. At a time when they are attempting to amalgamate humanity into one single organism without free will or creativity, I call on each one of you to now take responsibility on an individual level and to step into your own power. First, you must realize that every belief you have been given has been fed to you since birth by this entity through its systems and institutions. These beliefs have been written over your own inherent knowledge, and wisdom, and I've been drip-fed to you in so many ways for so long that you could no longer taste or experience your own wisdom. Information has drowned out wisdom, and without wisdom, you cannot access courage. Second, you must acknowledge the wrongdoings in society, no matter how inconsequential it might seem, to do what little you can to frustrate the instigation of any wrongful act or injustice, and to push yourself a little more every time an opportunity presents itself to do more. These small and seemingly trivial actions done on a mass scale will turn the tide. The entity's greatest fear is people becoming aware of their power and stepping into it on an individual level. The only power the entity has is the power we give it. It can be so hard to believe how one small act by one seemingly insignificant individual can facilitate a larger action in a seemingly unconnected event elsewhere. It takes the square root of 1% of the population becoming aware of who they really are to turn this war around. This was evidenced in 1916 when the selfless sacrificing of a small number of patriots shocked the Irish population out of serfdom. Ideas like this terrify the rulers even more than they are already terrified. The power they hold is only the fragile front which has been kept in place through fear. Creative ideas are dangerous, they would say, and should not be encouraged. That is why they fear debate, suppress truth, and are forever trying to control the narrative. They know truth is self-evident, and when falsehood are dispelled, there it is. This has been the reason for book burnings in the past and hate speech laws in the future. Just another step toward the elite's utopia of complete control. The 33rd degree and above, I now address you. The ones that have been initiated and processed through the higher echelons, leading you deep into the Dante's pit of the occult and the orders. You were baited by your own desires to believe the lies of the ultimate liar. You know in the depths of your very soul, as you walked through those humiliating rituals, that you were sacrificing something important for a false promise. Your own insecurities were manipulated masterfully to lure you into taking an oath trap. In your desperation for success and status, you sold out yourselves and your people. You are an organic portal for evil. The courage to live in truth you have long since abandoned. You are now a slave to the system that's tentacles project deep into your screaming soul. I fear for you. It's a hard journey back that you face. I would encourage you to make it sooner rather than later. What you serve detests you the most. Once you have outlived your usefulness, like many before you, you will be discarded and annihilated. The system is only concerned with its agenda and its survival, not you. For those of you that are naive to the workings of the system. Be aware that the system knows how to identify your vulnerabilities and can play you like a master violinist plays his instrument. The pendulum of power that is the political arena over the next year will be shifted by careful design from the perceived socialist left to a perceived right. But we will only have a progression of the tyranny by the controllers to a more extreme version of the same, that is, corporate anarchism, the most dangerous and final stage of your civil journey. The pendulum of power, state, left or right, is in reference to its fulcrum, which up until now has been hidden from view. The entity, like the fulcrum, only functions if the pendulum is energized. The entity is energized by your attention. Choose wisely what you give your attention to, for nothing is what it seems. If you believe yourself virtuous, you will find yourself on the good team. And if you are not, you will find yourself on the other team. Whichever side you are on, know this. You yourself are being played. If you are on a side, either side, you are going to lose, because the end has already been decided. You, however, only you can choose your fate. And if you suspect for one moment that I am talking to you, be in no doubt.